Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We're now on Masechet Menachot Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, looking at the bottom of the Amud, about to begin our study of this, the 10th Perek, which of course is the 9th Perek in Mishnayot, but the 10th Perek of the Masechet, Shtei Midot, and this Perek is devoted in its first half to description and study of the various measuring devices and vessels used in the Mikdash. Shtei Midot Shel Yavesh Hayu B'Mikdash. The first Mishnah deals with dry measures. There were two vessels, Yisaron v'chatzi Yisaron. One was Yisaron, the other a half. Rav Meir Omer, Yisaron, Yisaron v'chatzi Yisaron. There were three, two esronot. Yisaron Mayam Shamesh. What was the purpose of the Yisaron? Shebo Hayam Oded, the Chol Menachot. It was used for all Menachot, meaning even if you have a mincha of 3 Yisaron or 6 Yisaron or 20 Yisaron, you put 1 Yisaron in there and measured it and dumped it out, another Yisaron dumped it out, etc. Lo Oded, Lo B'Shlosha, Lo Par, Lo B'Shlosheim, Lo Ayel. So you wouldn't use a 3 Yisaron or a 2 for a ram. Dan Esronot. Each one is measured, as I said. Chatzi Yisaron Mayam Shamesh. What was the purpose of the half? Shebo Hayam Oded, Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Remember that the Chavite Kohen Gadol were brought as a full Yisaron, then divided in half, so you had to have the half to spill out from the full, and then you would have your two halves. Tanya, Rav Meir Omer. So Rav Meir was of the opinion that there were three, of course. Matam lomar Yisaron, Yisaron lekevasei echad. Why does the Torah, in its description of the Korban Tamid, say there's one Yisaron for each keves? The way it's read literally is one Yisaron per keves, since there's two kvasim there. Why does it say Yisaron, Yisaron? It's alluding to the fact that there are two Yisaron measures in the Mikdash. And then he says, Achad gadush v'achad machuk. So you have to explain this term, gadush. Gadush literally means heaping. And what it means is, the only way you're going to get an Yisaron measured in this kli is if you overheap it. Now, what you have to imagine is a vessel with some sort of a lip or a rim, and if you fill it all the way to the rim, then it's going to be that measure, as opposed to one that's machuk, which has a flat top, and therefore when you even out the top, you've got exactly kind of the way that our measures are machuk. Okay, gadush, what's that? Shebo Hayam Oded L'Chol Menachot. All Menachot were done that way. Machuk, Shebo Hayam Oded L'Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Only the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, since it was then going to be spilled out into the half, had to be a lower one. So you didn't want to have it overflowing because then it would spill out and be lost. Chachamim lo yasham el Yisaron Echad. There's only one Yisaron, not two. Shenemar v'Yisaron Echad L'Kevas Echad. So in a parallel pasuk, in describing the menachot of some of the korbanot of Yom Tov, says one Yisaron l'keves echad. It says Yisaron echad, and so that would be a reference to the one Yisaron tool. So then, what do we do with Reb Meir's pasuk Yisaron Yisaron? Rabot chatzi Yisaron. It's there to tell you that there's also a half Yisaron tool. Reb Meir chatzi Yisaron menali. So where does Reb Meir get that from? Nafkalei mi ve Yisaron. Ve'isaron echad, which is in the pasuk from Bamidbar Chavtet. So Rabbanan Vav lo darshi, and this is how these things often end out. They just don't end up. They don't consider the Vav to be very significant. Rav Meir, hi ve'isaron echad lekeves echad me'avilei. So what does Rav Meir do with Rabbanan's pasuk? Hu shaloyim dod lo b'shol shlosha l'par lo b'shol shnayim l'ayel. That's to tell you that all measures have to happen one isaron at a time, as the Mishnah said. Rabbanan nafkalumi nikudo. They get it from the fact that, and I put on the help sheet, I put with a different font that has the Tamei Mikra and also the diacritical marks. There's a diacritical dot over the vav of the word Yisaron. As we'll see, the Tanya Rabbi Yosef Amar Kud Vav Shebe Emtza Yisaron Shel Yisaron Rishon Shel Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. On the first day of Sukkot, the first Yisaron mentioned has a dot over the vav in the Sefer Torah. Why is that dot there? Shaloyim Dod Lo B'Shel Gimel Lapar Lo B'Shel Shnayim La'ayil. And he says, it's there to tell you, you always have to use an Yisaron. It's on the Vav, maybe because the Vav is sort of an extra letter. It's Amata Kriya, it's a late Mitras Lectionis. In any case, it's there to indicate that. Reb Meir, Nikud Lo Darish, Nikud Lo Darish. Reb Meir just doesn't see the Nikud as being, he's not ready to make a drasha out of the Nikud, out of the diacritical mark, and therefore he says, I need V'Yisaron to teach me that. Rabbanan use V'Yisaron Echad to teach that there's only one Yisaron measure. Okay, Chatzi Yisaron Mayam Shamesh, Mayam Modeid, Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Modeid, What do you mean that you measure out a half? You don't bring a half, you bring a full and then divide it. That's what modeid means. It is you fill up the full and then use the half, you dump it into it. Which means, by the way, the half does not need to be kodesh because you already sanctified the full isaron in the isaron one. And then you just spill out half to give you half for each part of the morning and the afternoon. So he asked several questions of his father-in-law. Chatzisaron l'Rav Meir. What would Rav Meir do with a chatzisaron? Gadusha machukaya. Is it the heaping one or the flat one? All right, so let's see. So Rav Chisda says, why don't you ask about the Rabbanan who have the one Isaron, whether their half Isaron is Gadusha Machuk? He says, the Rabbanan, Isaron Gufekamein Ba'ilahu. He said, I'm asking about the Rabbanan. I'm not even sure what their Isaron is. It was Rav Meir tells us one is each. And so I'm asking what his half is. So why don't you ask about Rabbanan's half? Because I'm not even sure about the Rabbanan's full Isaron. Gadusha Machukaya. Amarle, so Rav Chisda answered, Rav Meir, Nishmal Rav Meir, from one thing Rav Meir said, we can understand the other piece. And Rav Meir, Nishmal Rav Banan, then we can apply it to Rabbanan as follows. Midamar Rav Meir, Isaron Machuk. Rav Meir said that you have an Isaron that is flat. Chatzi Isaron Nam Machuk. So the Chatzi Isaron must also be Machuk, because after all, the Machuk one for Rav Meir is the one used for Chavitei Kohen Gadol, and that's what the half Isaron is for. So therefore, they must both be Machuk, flat, and not overheaping. And therefore, it must be the Rabbanan Machuk, which means the only Gadush one that we have here is, according to Rav Meir, the second Isaron that's used. He asked another question. What do you use to divide the Chavitei Kohen Gadol into Chalot? And there's a big discussion, a big Rambam Raiva disagreement about this, about what this means. Biyad o Bikli. So we'll read it as follows. When you're dividing up the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, which have to be divided into six loaves in the morning and six loaves in the for the afternoon, what do you use? Do you do it by hand, which would mean by definition eyeballing it, or do you use a kli, which would imply an exact division? So shita biyad, it has to be by hand. The ibe kli torta niachnis. If it's by kli, then you'd have to bring in some sort of a scale. Niachnis, bring in a scale. Who cares? Since in the Klala, in Parshat Bechukotai, the curse is that you will have your breads measured by a scale. A scale is part of a curse. We don't bring it into the Mikdash. Therefore, it must be that these things are done by eyeballing. Now, the reason you have to use a scale is because at this point, it's already dough. So you can't use a measuring cup. You'd have to use something for weight. Okay, asked the third question. Shulchan Moshi Kadesh Kvatzim Megodesh Shalo. The Shulchan of the Lachma Panim, is it Mekadesh if a Kometz? Meaning, let's say as an example, the Levona that goes on top of them didn't go into the Kli, but fell onto the airspace over the Shulchan. Is it Mekadesh them? In other words, it doesn't work as a kli sharet. Mid mekadesh lechem kmatzim nam mekadesh, since it's mekadesh the lechem, as we saw before. Lechem panim isn't kadosh till it gets on the shulchan. It's also mekadesh the kmatzim. Odem on a chazid mekadesh, lo chazid lo mekadesh. Maybe it's all mekadesh things that are fit for it. Amrale eino mekadesh. So Rav Chisda said it's not mekadesh. Eini Rav Yochanan. Divermer tfachai mechza kofel. We'll see this in the next parak when we talk about lechem panim. When we talk about the measures. We'll see that there is one opinion that the lechem panim were 2.5 tfachim too long, and you have to fold that up, and therefore the next bread above it is going to be 2.5 tfachim above it, because of its airspace. So Rabbi Yochanan said, if you say it's 2.5, then that means 2.5 times 6 on each side is going to give you 15 tfachim. So he says there's 15 tfachim of airspace that's kodesh. If it's only 2 tfachim, then there's 12 tfachim up. So you see that. So Rav Chisda answered, what Rabbi Yochanan meant there was it's mekadesh, meaning it's sanctified and now it can't be used for anything else, and now it's considered, you know, the salbalina, etc. But it is not kadosh li karev. You cannot use the shulchan. The shulchan is not mekadesh, except things that are fit for it, the lechem panim. All right, we talked about dry measures. Now the liquid measures. Sheva midot shalach hayub mikdash. There were 7 different measures. Hin, chatzi hin. Hin is 12 log. Chatzi hin, 6 log. Shlishit hin, 4 log. Revit hin, 3 log. A log, chatzi log, or vit log. That's the 7. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Shnatot Ayu Behin. There was a hin with markers, graduated cylinder, Ad Kan Lepar, Kan La'ayel, it said at the halfway mark, Par, at the thirdway mark, Ayel, at the quarter mark, Ad Kan Lekeves. And then they presumably had further down markers of Log, Chatzi Log, and Revit Log. Rabbi Shimon agrees that there were seven, but there was no hin, because there's vichema min mishamesh, there was no purpose for the hin. We'll see what the one purpose in history was. Ela midai tera shalog umechsai tasham. But there was an extra 1.5 log measure. So there was now a half hin, 4 log, 3 log, 1 log, half log, quarter log, and a log and a half. Shmamadim minchat, the minchat kohen gadol, because the minchat kohen gadol was 3 log divided into 2. Log umechsa bavoker, log umechsa ben arbaim, that's the amount of oil that it had. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Shemidot Shalachay Mikdash, and now we see a list that goes the same 7 items we had in our Mishnah, but in the reverse order. Revit Log, Chatzi Log, Log, Revit, and Yishtitayin, Chatzi Ayin, Vehin, Divir, Behuda. So Behuda reads it from down up. Rav Meir Omer, exactly like our Mishnah, Hin, Chatzi Ayin, Shlishitayin, Revit, Ayin, Log, Machatzi Log, Revit, Log. Rav Shimon Omer, Loya Sham Hin, Chimayim, Mim Shamish, again, just like our Mishnah, there was no purpose for the Hin. At Mia Vitachtav, and then Rav Shimon says, I gotta bring another one in place of the hin that I don't think was there. Why? We'll see in a minute. Elamidai Terasha Logomachsa Itasham Shuayim Odeh Lachavite Kohen Gadol. Logomachsa Boker, Logomachsa Ben Arbaim, just like the Mishnah. Now, Amrulo, the response was, Chatzi Log Itasham. You have a half log measure. Shar Lashair Bachatzi Log, which means use a full log oil, and then another one, the half log oil, and you got your 1.5. What do you need a 1.5er? Amar lahem af the divrechem chatzi log log lo yase. You don't have to have a log. You don't have to have chatzil. You don't have to have anything except a revit. Revit aitasha v'shal l'sher revit. Use a revit and use another revit. Use another revit and keep going on. Elazar kolay v'mikdash. Rav Shimon had the following rule that he maintained was used in the mikdash. Kli shemeshamesh midazu and meshamesh midacheret. You cannot use a kli for 2 different amounts. You can use it for many different things, but you cannot use a half log for a log and a half also. And you can't reuse a revit to get up to a half log. So therefore, if the amount is a log, there has to be a dedicated log. In the same way, if there's the amount is a log and a half, there has to be a dedicated log and a half. And you can't use a log plus a half log, which are used for other things, to get the chavite kohen gadol amount. Now, Ma'ikim ben Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. Notice Rav Meir Rav Yehuda have the same list, but Rav Yehuda goes from down up. Rav Yochanan says the difference is Beirutzei Midot Ika Benayu. Now we're just analyzing the Braita. He says Beirutzei Midot, which means stuff that flows over and goes onto the rim and lip and the behind that of the kli. Because we're talking about liquid now. The Mandam Arimata Lamala. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who started with the Revi Talog and built up, all the way to the hin. He holds that the backsides were nitkadesh, and we'll see what that means. Revit yahiv le'rachman al Moshe. Hashem showed Moshe what a revit was. Here's the revit. Build out from that. You measure from that, which means you're going to take your revit and pour it into another thing and then pour it again, which means the first time all the stuff that's on the back is going to go in. So the beirutzin count. The mandam, not back so much, but is the rim. The mandam and mala the mata, according to Meir and our Mishnah, they count down because of it. So we don't count you. We don't count the beirut sim because hin yaiv le'rachman al Moshe. Hashem gave Moshe the biggest measure, the hin, and said sha'er b'ha the kanafki beirut sim, the kanafki beirut sim. Use this to measure down, which means take a hin and then pour it into something else, and then pour it into, you know, pour it again, and that way you're going to find out what a half hin is, and therefore the beirut sim won't count. Abaya, so that's Rabbi Yochanan's take. He says this has nothing to do with Beirutzim. You could say they are Mitkadesh, could not Mitkadesh, they don't line up with this Machloket. The Machloket Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda is how we understand Malayim when we read about the offering of the Nisi'im that it was Shnehem Malayim Solet. Mandam Armilamala Mata, according to Rav Meir and our Mishnah that goes hin down. So Malayim Shaloya Chasev Shaloya Tir. It means, Malayim means filled exactly to the top, not less but not more. Mandam Armilamala, but according to the one who says you go from down up, Malayim Shaloya Chasev, that just means it can't be less than the full amount. Avayotir Malayim Karina Be, but if it's over full, it's called Malay. And therefore, if you start by filling it up from the lower one, which means you measure from the lower one up, and as you start with the lower one, then you may end up using more than your revi'it to get it in, so therefore they're going to count it that way. And that's totally fine. If, on the other hand, you start by having the big measure and you measure down, then you're going to end up using only what's in there, not more, not overfilled. Rabbi Shimon said, but pointed out, there is no purpose for a hin. Why do Rabbanan have a hin? Rabbanan have a min da'avad Moshe l'shevet ha-mishcha. He said Moshe needed a hin. Why? For the oil used to anoint all the kelim. And Aharon v'anav, d'chtiv, shemen zayit hin. Hashem said, take a shemen zayit, one hin. So Marsara came into the dorod la'avit tzarech l'fisha'ahu da'avdei ve'ignaz. So Shimon says it wasn't needed forever, it was just needed for that one time in history. It was made, and then they buried it, they put it away. Ve'idach, the Rabbanan's position is, came into ha'vi, once it was there, we kept it around. Amar marvi, mi'avi tachtav, and by the way, Reb Shimon said, what am I going to bring in its place? Lo sagid lo'mayo, what does he need a seventh one for? If you don't need six, you need six. Now, by the way, Reb Shimon justifies why he needs the 1.5 with his rule about measures. But his language indicates that I've got to have a seventh. The answer is, Kadam Ravina, Gmir Shtesh Michot Petzibur. Reb Ravina, if you recall several times, we have seen him pointing out that we know that there is no smicha, for instance, certain korbanot tzibur, because we have a tradition that there's only two smichot petzibur, and that is the Tzair Mishtaleach and the Parhelam Dovashot Tzibur. So you don't have smicha, for instance, on the Kivsei Atzeret. Hachanami Gmir Deshava Midot Shalach HaMikdash. The same way we had a tradition that there were seven measures. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon said, well, I don't have the hin, I gotta have another one, and the other one was the 1.5. Elizabeth Tzadok Omer Shtatota Yubahin. If you remember, in the middle of Mishnah, Elizabeth Tzadok says there was only one measure with a bunch of marks on it. So, lately, Sheva Midot, he doesn't have that tradition. So, the possibility one is lately. Maybe he didn't have that tradition. Maybe he said, I don't have such a traditional report that there were seven in the Mikdash. Right, Dave, am I Sheva Midot, Sheva Midot? Or it's possible that he did have such a tradition, and the way that he understood it was that there are seven measures means seven markings. Not that there were seven different tools, but rather that there were seven markings, and that's the Sheva Medidot that we have here indicated. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.